Shakur Kwal, the director of Juba International Airport, told South Sudan in Focus in an exclusive interview that the plane was transporting various items to Mabana County in Upper Nile State in the country's north.
The plane was going to Maban, but I think the plane was having some mixed goods, including some drums of the disease, but I don't know how many drums of the disease was on board.
David Subek, the chief executive officer of South Sudan Civil Aviation, says among the dead are one South Sudanese, two Sudanese, and two Ukrainians. He says the plane was delivering 28 barrels of fuel to the World Food Program in Maban. The aircraft crossed at Gondokoro village, a few miles from the Juba airport. The cause was not immediately known. An investigation team is being formed. In the recent past, plane crashes have been partly blamed on overloading and poor maintenance. Subek says that the plane belonged to Optimum Aviation Limited and is being operated by Euro Air Flight Company. Photos by witnesses saw burnt parts of the plane and smoke in the sky. Kwal, who traveled to the scene, describes what witnesses told him.
The plane got crashed, totally burnt. There were five people on board. According to the report of the people in that area, the plane was down, it hit a mango tree and fall near the people. So the people were on board are in active.
Gondokoro Island is southwest of Juba International Airport runway. The area is mostly inhabited by local farmers. In 2014, another cargo plane crashed in the area shortly after takeoff and killed more than a dozen people. This is the second plane crash in a period of 8 months this year after an accident in March in Urur County of Jonglei State killed at least 10 people. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudo in Juba.